This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to clarify Parliament regarding Jalahari. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, claims government is besieged on all sides while working against corruption. And Ukraine claims Russia planning massive incident at nuclear site. Now the news in detail. An understanding has been reached among three major political parties to make the parliament clear about the Jalahari installed at the Sanctum Sanctuarium of Pasupatinath Temple. During the meeting held among the top leaders of the major political parties at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singha Darbar today, they agreed to clarify the House on behalf of the government about the issue of Jalahari. On the occasion, CPN-UML Chief Whip Padam Giri said, an understanding was also reached to remove the remarks made in the parliament regarding Jalahari from the record of the parliament. Present at the meeting were Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, President of Nepali Congress Sher Bahadur Deuba, Leader of the Main Opposition Party CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Purna Bahadur Khadga, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Chief Whip of CPN Maoist Centre Hitraj Pandey, Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak and CPN-UML Chief Whip Padam Giri. The meeting of the House of Representatives was affected yesterday due to the obstruction of the main opposition CPN-UML after a CPN Maoist Centre lawmaker, in the course of airing his view on the government's policies and programs, said brass was used for Jalahari at Pasupatinath Temple instead of gold. Prime Minister and Chairman of CPN Maoist Centre Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed big action is being done against corruption, addressing the ceremony organised by Press Centre Nepal on the occasion of its 19th General Assembly. Prime Minister Prachanda claimed that he will support the movement against corruption just as millions of people supported him in the People's War. He said, just as we got the support of millions of people during the 10-year People's War, we will also get support now. Within some time, there will be big action and the wave it will bring will be big and we will get in everyone together like in People's War. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda will pay an official visit to neighbouring country India from May 31st to June 3rd. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Prime Minister Dahal is going on a visit at the friendly invitation of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Ministers, secretaries and senior officials of the government of Nepal will participate in the visit with him. During the visit, Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to meet with Indian President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Likewise, according to the Foreign Ministry, Prime Minister Dahal will hold delegation-level talks with Indian Prime Minister Modi at Hyderabad House. This is Dahal's fourth visit to India as Prime Minister. This visit is expected to further strengthen the century-old, multifaceted and cordial relationship between Nepal and India. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has said that the government is surrounded on all sides while working against corruption. Addressing the programs on the occasion of the 19th Central General Assembly of Nepal Press Centre, Minister Sharma said the good work done by the government should be propagated in a systematic manner. Sharma, who is also the spokesperson of the government, also said that although small in number in the parliament, the government led by Maoist Centre is doing important work in a qualitative manner. She said that it is important to preserve and publicize the historical events of the war period, and added that the new generation must also preserve and organize the documents to convey the message that the Republic will not obtain for free. Secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Suresh Adhikari, have expressed the commitment to providing necessary support for the development of bilateral tourism between Nepal and Egypt. During a discussion program between the travel and tour operators of both countries held in Cairo, Egypt, he said that the government is ready for the development and expansion of the tourism sector, which is a priority sector for the country's development. Likewise, Nepali ambassador to Egypt, Sushil Kumar Lamsal, said there is a huge potential for partnership in the tourism sector between the two countries that have ancient civilizations and are adorned with cultural and natural beauty. General Manager of Egypt Tourism Authority, Ahmed Ali, said that the authority is willing to welcome Nepali travel agents on an informational tour. The 32nd Establishment Day of the Nepal Press Union is being observed by organizing various programs today. It was established in 2048 Bikram Samvat. A seminar on the role of the media sector in protection of press freedom was also organized this morning when Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva was the chief guest. The Nepal Press Union is working in different sectors, including the trade union rights of journalists, press freedom, rights of working journalists, and capacity development of journalists. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Ukraine's defense ministry has warned that Russia plans to simulate a major accident at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant station, which is under the control of Russian forces, in a bid to thwart the expected counteroffensive by Ukraine to retake its territory captured by Moscow. The Zaporizhzhia plant, which lies in the area of Russian-occupied southern Ukraine, is Europe's biggest nuclear plant station, and the area has been reportedly hit by shelling, with both sides blaming each other for the dangerous attacks. Ahead of Ukraine's expected counteroffensive, fears have increased that a nuclear disaster could occur amidst rising military activity around Zaporizhzhia. Experts say that reports of a radiation leak at the plant would be followed by immediate evacuations, which could be extremely complex in a war zone. Last week, witnesses said Russian military forces were enhancing defensive position in and around the nuclear power plant ahead of Ukraine's much-anticipated counteroffensive. The last hours of Turkey's presidential race have turned increasingly sour as Recep Tayyip Erdogan bids to extend his 20 years in power by 5 more. Ahead of Sunday's runoff vote, opposition rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu has courted nationalist votes by vowing to expel millions of Syrian refugees. The president accused him of hate speech and said that Kılıçdaroğlu's victory would be a win for terrorists. The opposition candidate trailed in the first round by 2.5 million votes. The president is the favorite, but his rival believes the margin could still be bridged, either by 2.8 million supporters of an ultra-nationalist candidate who came third, or by 8 million voters who did not turn out in the first round. President Erdogan has not just amassed sweeping powers in the past 6 years, he has cracked down on dissent and political opponents have been thrown into jails. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty winds are likely to occur in some places in the hilly region of the country and in a few places of the rest of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. At present, there is a general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 16.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 27.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to clarify Parliament regarding Jalahari. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma claims government is besieged on all sides while working against corruption. And Ukraine claims Russia planning massive incident at nuclear site. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.mp and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.